This is Teacher Appreciation Week, a time for us to reach out across the KORN News Radio, Q107.3, and Corn Country 92.1 listening area to say thanks for the teachers that take care of the youngsters. And I'm visiting today with Tim Hagedorn. He's the superintendent at Scotland. Tim, thank you for visiting with us today. And so how have the teachers been able to adapt to the different types of learning we've had to do throughout the pandemic?
I have a real good group of teachers that, you know, last spring we took the bull by the horn and got computers out to everybody and really dove into the online learning. And going into this school year, we were prepared to do that, but we've been in session the whole time and haven't had to do that at all.
What was the biggest challenges for the teachers to adapt to this, you know, to two types of learning, in person and via technology?
Well, what it did was it's just another aspect of how they're going to deliver their lessons. Instead of all in one group, they're kind of separate, but they're all on there. And being able to connect and learn the technology, too. It was just something that was added to their plate.
How important was it for the teachers to keep in touch with the students, especially those who weren't there in person?
Well, I think it was really important because, you know, there's a connection. Here we go right up into March last year, and then all of a sudden they're cut off from their teacher. And so it was very important for those teachers as well as those students to stay connected and keep those relationships and bring them into this fall when school started this past fall.
How is the staff and parents able to assist the teachers in getting the job done?
Well, a lot of it was helping each other and you know, keeping that connection and communication. That's probably the biggest thing, is to have that communication between the two groups. And I know it was as rough for the parents as well as the teachers and the students to get this all coordinated and make it work as well as we could.
From your view, how have the students evolved during this time?
Well, we're not going to really know, you know, if we've lost, gained, because not everybody's back on the same page. You know, there's still some that are virtual. You know, we're still going through this pandemic, and so I don't know if we're going to really see the effects of it for a while.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, I think in Scotland I got a wonderful group of teachers, hardworking teachers, great staff, and good community and good parents that have worked with it to help these students have the best outcome that we could.
And my guest today has been Tim Hagedorn, the superintendent of schools in Scotland.